like it.
Is it snowing out yet?
Yeah.
See, you should have gotten off the boat.
Oh, wow.
Richard, you win 1-0 the other night, a really tight game, and tied at 7-5. And what does it say about your team to be able to win games in these different styles?
Yeah, that's what you have to be able to do. Find a way to win a game. That's the bottom line, right? The good news to me is that I hate giving up 5 goals. That just keeps me, drives me nuts. I give that team over there a lot of credit. They've won cups. They know how to win. Coop does a great job with them, and they got some elite guys, and they were coming at us. I think there's a couple that we made it a little too easy for them. But when you break the game down, they had the power play goal. You know, they had the 6-on-5 goal. They got the little fluky one on the third. So when you look at it, you say, okay, really, we gave up 2. And other than that, so that being said, there's things I see that the good news, again, like I said, we got better in us. We will play better than that. But it doesn't matter. Find a way to win any way you can. If you have to score 10, do that, right? So we got the 2 points, and it's good for the team and good for the guys. And, you know, good for Charlie, get his 200th, and good for Musk, get the hat trick. And we'll get ready for Monday.
In particular, how crucial was the 5-4 goal when he's coming out of the box? And just how impressive the player to stay in the game and just attack in that moment?
Yeah, he jumped out hard, and he, again, with that change in the second period, he's already got a 4 or 5 foot lead on the guy, the other guy coming out of the box. But good on Z to recognize that, right? He's coming across the blue line, and here comes Mush, and he makes a great play. So gives Z a lot of credit for recognizing what was there and put it right on his tape, and it was a quick release. And you get those shots, and he's got the hands, it's on and off. You get it on and off, and that's one of those releases that you can't teach that stuff. You got to have the hands, and I can tell you his father never had hands like that, but I'd love to see the hands on him.
You've said multiple times that this is a good team that you're coaching. How much confidence does it give them to beat a great Dallas team the other night, to beat a really good Tampa team tonight?
Yeah, well, it should. Like we said, we're better than our record, and we're just going to keep pushing, right? So we got to fight. If you win ugly, you win ugly. We had a great defensive game against Dallas. But again, that team over there, man, they know how to win. They won cups, and they're going to keep pushing. And so are there things we can clean up? Absolutely. And yeah, we're just going to keep getting better.
Early on, you know, obviously the Jet and Isak had that unfortunate goal there. Is it important sometimes when something like that happens, especially for a goalie, to just kind of battle through that,
through
it, and then get the win?
He came to the bench. I said, hey, that stuff happens, man. Move on. We had a little smile and move on. Man, that stuff happens. That's hockey. That's what makes the game so great.
Well, Rick, you said you really enjoyed the 1-0 game. Did you not enjoy this more like everyone else?
I enjoy the win. I enjoy it because I see the areas that I know we can be better at. I like that. I like that challenge that we can, even though we're winning, I like the challenge of keep pushing us to make us better. So I do enjoy that. I enjoy every win, man. I'll take them any way we can get them. Good. Thank you.
Thanks.